And they had a word which Christ then used. Whatever language he spoke in, Aramaic, the inspired words are in Greek. And the word in Greek for the eternal is Ionio. A-I-O-N-I-O-S. Ionio. The eternal. And it is Augustine again who is so precise . Anyone who has any doubts about heaven being eternal had better go back to the scriptures, because there's no question what Christ meant when he said, the wicked will enter into eternal punishment, Ionio, and the good and to eternal reward, Ionios. And the word we know from classical Greek is a word to identify the gods of ancient Greece and Rome, the immortal ones, the eternal ones, no end. How we need in an America that is being seduced by all kinds of oriental, dare I call them, religions. Now, under the blanket of the so-called New Age movement, vicious, virulent, devastating of the two faiths. One life here on earth, one death, and one eternity that awaits us. The next synonym for heaven, city of God. Heaven is a society. Heaven is a city. Heaven is a community. Heaven is the eternal family of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that we join with all those whom we have known and loved here on earth. And as by now, in the countless letters of condolence are written to people who have lost someone they've loved by death, I tell them, this is where our faith comes to our rescue. We believe we shall be reunited with those whom we've loved on earth and never again, praise God, be separated from them in a heavenly eternity. My father died when I was 8 years old. I never knew him. Mother never remarried. She lived to see me ordained. Died a year after my ordination. I didn't used to, in the grace after meals, I didn't used to add the prayer. And may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. I haven't missed it once since I buried my mother. In heaven, they're going to be reunited. with those whom we have loved on earth. Am I ever looking forward to meeting St. Augustine? I've got some questions to ask him. We're going to read in conversation in heaven. I hate to say it, but I really think, I can prove it, that in heaven there will be class. Oh no. In heaven, they're going to be with those whom we've loved on earth, and with those whom we've never known until we reach our destiny. God is not a solitary being. Hear it. God is a community. God is a society. And remember in Genesis, strange language. You can't imagine what Isaac do with the words in Genesis when Yahweh says, "Let us make man to our image and likeness." A foreshadowing of the revelation of the Holy Trinity. God is a plurality. Plurality of persons. Where each person. Only language of God is our human tongue. Totally, completely shares with the others His divine nature. And we shall join that community of the Holy Trinity, provided we, with all free will, have shared, given of ourselves, to everyone whom God puts into our lives in order of us, having given ourselves, exhausted ourselves, drained ourselves, out of love for others, he might then deserve to enter that everlasting community for which we were made. We read the long discourse of Christ at the Last Supper, verse after verse, the Holy Trinity and our own selfless practice of charity. We go on. One more synonym for heaven. Heaven is our destiny. Heaven is our home. The more traveling I do, how many times, 35,000 feet in the air, Lord, thanks for the faith you've given me. Come a day, no more reservations. No more flights. No more waiting hours in airports. We're going home. In Latin we have the word viatores. The English is wayfarers. You're on our way. You're going somewhere, and we'll be as happy on earth as we keep always in mind where we're going and how to get there. We're now on pilgrimage. We are on our way. And we know where we're going. And when the going is rough, tell yourself, don't be silly. Don't be dumb. It's worth it. In heaven, we will have arrived where we belong. Heaven is the goal of our existence. Heaven is the destiny for which we were made. For how many people will use the English language, the word end has only one meaning. Finish. Close. The end of life. No. End is not a finish at all. Heaven is the goal, the purpose. And our lives on earth are only the means to reach that end, that goal. Heaven is a reason why we were created. Now the devil, as we know, is very smart. It is not for nothing that Christ identified the devil as the prince of this world. He sure is. And so many, millions, are hypnotized by the demonic hypnotist into seeing their purpose for existence only what blindness within the confines of this world. To live as long as you can here on earth. To suffer as little as you possibly can here on earth. So we now have painless this and painless that. All kinds of labor-saving devices. As though, what a lie, as though this is our destiny. And then, what does the world do? Keep drugging the mind. Millions are addicts of this drug of deceit. Serve the people in believing. They really do. They believe this is the only existence that either have or are sure we have. No. Now, some consequences. As we said, the principal virtue that we are to practice in order to reach this heaven for which we were made is the virtue of charity. And I have to say it. Some of the most intelligent people can be babbling illiterate when it comes to talking the language of the faith. I'll never forget 14 years at a stand waiting for the subway again in New York City. The other side of the track was a wall. Who anybody managed to do it, I'll never know. But across the track on the subway wall was thousands of people to see every day, was in large letters printed, "Love Without Babies." And that same statement could be repeated in a thousand different ways. Love without pain. Love without suffering. Love without humility. Love without patience. Oh, demonic lies that have now entered the vocabulary of man. The virtue reach this heaven for which we were made, we must love God selflessly. This means giving ourselves entirely to His divine will. All saints are totalitarian, giving themselves totally to the will of God. However, this does not mean that you're not to look forward to the heaven for which we were made. On the contrary, a contrario. True love of God includes the desire to possess God, possess Him in heaven, and be possessed by Him in eternity. We need, you need, I need the promise of heaven to keep us going on earth. We need to keep looking forward to a reward in compensation for our effort and pain. I'd like to close with the words of the first Pope, St. Peter. He told the Christians of the first century and is speaking to us in the 20th century. Here's what he says. You will have to suffer, but only a little while. The God of all grace, who calls you to return the glory in Christ, will see that all is well with you. This is our hope, that after suffering a little while, promise, it's a little while, take it from a veteran, it's a little while, then the eternal glory awaits us. here, all will be well with us, for we shall be where God wants us to be, with Him, in His divine arms, never to lose His senses. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Blessed are Psalm 100, and blessed is the feet of Zion David. O Mary, come save of our sin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Spirit of God.